Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. This is Paul, and I hope that you are blessed as you continue through your day. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever the project or rest that you are involved in, I pray that you're blessed, full of the grace of our Father. Acts chapter 19. The Apostle Paul has had unusual miracles. I didn't bring this out yesterday. The King James says special miracles. The Greek construct there, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it's kind of cool. It's two Greek words there for unusual, and they really translate into the English as no chance. God worked no chance miracles by the hands of Paul. So I think it's cool the translators then turn that into unusual or special. It's kind of like, well, these don't have a chance. There's no way. But oh, look at that. They happened. We have some Jewish exorcists who take it upon themselves. That's a key phrase there in the New King James verse 13. They took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise or we adjure. That's a solemn command. We solemnly command you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. So first of all, they're not led of the Spirit. They take it upon themselves. They're not led of the Spirit to lay hands on people. They just do it because they see Paul doing it. They solemnly command it, so they don't do it out of the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit. And they do it by the Jesus whom Paul preaches, meaning they don't even know the Jesus of whom they are speaking. Watch where this is going to go. There were 7 sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. But I want to bring out a couple of things. First of all, that phrase from verse 15, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Let me give a personal story here. I don't do that a whole lot in our teaching, but I was actually part of praying over a man who was obviously demon-possessed. Now, I've prayed over a lot of people who were supposed to be demon-possessed, and I knew in my spirit they were just showing out. Some of them were attention-getters. Some of them just had emotional issues. This man was obviously demon-possessed. I won't go into all the reasons why I knew this. And he has since died. And he died a believer, thank God. And I'll never forget, I was praying with him with 2 other people. And one of the people that I was praying with, we had a history with the guy. The other guy that was with us, the guy had no idea who he was. And I'll never forget, as we were praying, the demonic spirit manifested in this man and looked at the person that was with me and said, I know you. And then he looked at me and said, I know you. And then he looked at the 3rd person in our party and he said, but who? And he gave an expletive, are you? And I was instantly reminded of Acts 19:15, where the 7 sons of Sceva are praying for the demonic possessed man. And the demon says, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And there was a repeat of that moment. So I saw that one play out. And you could say that the demonic spirits are limited. They are not omniscient. They don't know everything. They're limited in what they do know. And that's obvious here in Acts 19. Also want to point out, it's not the demons that jump out of the man in verse 16 and beat up the 7 sons of Sceva. It's the man in whom the evil spirit was. And the text is very clear about that. So Hollywood loves to show these stories of demons coming out and getting on people. And I've even heard believers say, I don't want to get too close to that guy unless that demon jumps out and gets on me. Not possible. The man is who overpowered them, so they flee naked and wounded. And this became known to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Notice, the name of the Lord Jesus must always be magnified. That's the whole point of every story. We'll see you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.